We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Tony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C. James.
Mark. F-ing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one
minute. Exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
People have been mentally preparing. We're doing what you ask. We've done exactly what you said. Now you're changing the rules. And some states are open, some closed. LA shutting down, New York shutting down, Arizona's opening, Florida's opening. Seems along political lines. What is going on? People have jobs, have worked their whole lives off to put food on the table, create a happy living. They're just gonna go out of business. They're gonna wake up whenever this thing ends, whenever the mayors say, oh, you can go back to work. Work to what? Your company's gonna be out of business. The economy's gonna be in the There's gonna be no jobs. How the are you going to pay for your family, put food on the table, all that? Like, what are you doing?
Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean this should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing. If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid.
What are you babbling about, you bag of bones?
I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making shit.
You disrespectful, stupid idiot.
It's not worth it. It's not. I love baseball to death. It's just not worth it.
You know, some shows, you just go into certain days, and I always say that the things that, you know, people often ask are, what are you talking about now as a sports talk host and the no sports going on? Oh, no, believe me. Believe me. Don't worry about it. Have mouth, open it, and insert foot. Thank you, Blake Snell. Thank you, Blake Snell. It's just like, it leave it to the dumb jock syndrome to continue to exist, which it still is alive and well. My name is Mark James. It's Mark with a C. James. And we knew that there was basically going to be perhaps a little bit of resistance between the players and the owners in Major League Baseball. And then Blake Snell happened. And he is now, forget about Trevor Bauer, Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw, anybody else who has spoken up over this whole thing, and leave it to this complete, clueless, tone-deaf, delusional dumbass, Blake Snell. Leave it to him to show the world exactly that, and I know LeBron James, he hated that whole thing about just shut up and dribble because it was sort of with a basketball connotation. But you could just say just shut up and play ball and referring to someone like Blake Snell. It's always better to let people think you are a fool than to actually open up your mouth and remove all doubt. Right? Isn't that just sort of how it is? Like, you know, wasn't there one part in there as he's going on his rant saying, I can't live on that? Does he say something there? He goes, I can't do something with that. And I'm like, this is Latrell Sprewell, only 16 years later. Oh, Blake Snell. And by the way, I had never heard Blake Snell speak until now. And clearly, you know, this guy was no Rhodes Scholar. So he says something like, I can't live on that.
No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Bro, y'all got to understand, too, because y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing.
Pause it right there. Just pause it right there. We'll pick it back up. You're risking your life playing baseball as a pitcher? How are you risking your life? Do pitchers get in the octagon and go toe-to-toe with the opposing players on the other teams? No. Do pitchers line up behind the center at the line of scrimmage and take a chance of getting sacked by 300-pound defensive end and lineman who can run a 4.5 40? No. What, like, where's the contact? Like, if there's anything that's sort of a non-contact sport other than sliding into second base, the dude Manny Machado into Dustin Pedroia. Aside from, you know, baseball's a pretty non-contact sport when you consider it being a team sport. It's about as non-contact as you can get. Blake, you do know you live in the Sunshine State of Florida, and there are no state income taxes on that too, right? I know you're from Seattle, but you work in Florida. So you get taxed in the state that you work in. So we paused it there. Let's pick up this Rhodes Scholar.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making shit.
I ain't making ish. Well, dude, your payroll salary this year, well, obviously with a 162-game schedule, so it's going to be completely prorated, but you were scheduled to make $7.6 million. You ain't making shh. Really? You ain't making shh. Then I'd love to not make shh at $7.6 million. I really would. Please, like, sign me up for that in Florida. State income tax. No state income tax, just like Vegas and Nevada and Texas. No state income tax whatsoever. Ask that about Luis Severino with the Yankees or Noah Syndergaard with the Mets. Or Chris Sale with the Red Sox. Ask them how much they're getting taxed. Their taxes are getting taxed. Blake Snell, I want to thank you on a Thursday and beyond. And I knew that there would be, you know, I didn't expect the players to just roll over and take exactly what the owners put in front of their faces. I didn't expect that, okay? I didn't do that. But seriously, Ben Charleston just handed me something funny. This is great. Boy, this guy is a real rocket scientist, isn't he? Blake Snell, I'm talking about. This is what he said during spring training. in mid-March. Mid-March. Quote, I think the media kind of hypes up the coronavirus. If they want to look out for our health, that's cool. But I'm not too worried about it. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Either way, it was meant to be. And then he comes out and says, I'm risking my life. Like, this week he comes out and says, I'm risking my life. So, I'm not too worried about it. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Either way, it was meant to be. End quote. This is why I say this, and he was before my time, the late, great Howard Cosell. He would always talk about the jockocracy. He would always say that you can get some, complete gorilla who walks off a football field. You put a coat, a tie on him, and all of a sudden he's a broadcaster. Not that Blake's trying to be a broadcaster by any stretch of the imagination, but this is why, shut up and dribble, which, I guess there's some racist connotation because it has to do with basketball. Just like, okay, and fine, I guess I get it on that. I think what Laura, and I'm not sticking up for Laura Ingraham by any stretch of the imagination. I'm apolitical. I'm staying out of that. I see enough things that piss people off about sports. I'm not going into politics and religion. One of the things I don't understand, too, more than anything, is how people will argue to their blue in the face about politics and religion. This is just a little side tangent here. Do you understand that you could be a diehard Tea Party right-wing conservative, and then you could be a complete polar opposite Michael Moore, Al Franken, left-wing, bleeding-heart liberal. And you two will never see eye to eye. So to me, I always found that, like, I get why Fox News exists, because they appeal to their target demo. They know what they're going after, but And I understand people arguing about it, but like I just feel like it's almost like no one's going to convince the other that the other is wrong and they're right. You're never, same thing in religion. Let's just say I'm Jewish and I'm trying to convince a diehard Southern, Christian Baptist that their religion's wrong. I'm probably not going to be able to do that, right? So you, like everybody, you pick your own politics and religion, and then I pick my politics and religion, and let's just like, you're never going to win. It's like a no-win proposition. Now, I understand it does make for great TV and radio, especially on an election year, and I get all that, but I never understood the whole politics religion thing. But the one thing that, instead of shut up and dribble, to me, we could just say, just shut up and play ball. And that goes for every sport. Every sport. So I'm not, I can say that's UFC, that's NASCAR, good old boy. Like, that's everything. So I can automatically quantify my statements ahead of time where there's no perceived racial undertones, as Laura Ingraham had when she said shut up and dribble. Okay? And here's another thing, too, while I'm going off on a side tangent, is that The weirdest cry for racism I ever heard was the fact that Draymond Green wants the word owners to be completely erased from the NBA vernacular for the terms of the guys who actually signed the front of the checks. I found that to be like the most preposterous thing. So even Michael Jordan, who's the only black majority owner in U.S. team pro sports, we can't call him an owner because that's racist too. So not to get too off topic there, but I just, again, it kind of goes with the Blake Snell thing. And I go back to that. So there where I tie it in. Draymond Green saying that is almost as stupid as what Blake Snell has said. Which goes back to the old theory, it's better to let people think you're a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
And therein lies Draymond, like they're owners. They're owners, okay? No one's calling them plantation owners. No one's calling them slave owners. They're just team owners. Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots. Wick Grosbeck is the majority partner of the Boston Celtics. John Henry is the owner of the Red Sox. Jeremy Jacobs is the majority owner and partner of the Bruins and Delaware Holdings, LLC. That's racist? Really? Oh, God, Draymond, you really... Hey, do yourself a favor, Draymond. Stop being a master of Charles Barkley called you of the triple single. And, bruh, you couldn't literally, I promise you on your best day, you couldn't even put on Charles Barkley's jockstrap, pal. You're not even remotely. And I love when Barkley came out and said about Draymond Green, you're the ugliest guy in the boy band. You're like the fifth, you're like Lance Bass or one of those dudes like Joey Ratone or Fatone or whatever, one of those backseat boys or NSYNC band. You're like, you're not Justin Timberlake, you know? You're not that, like, but you think you are. Like, you think you are. It's like, dude, not only are you not the guy that all the girls are showing up to scream and holler for, you think you are, which makes it even more delusional. But Blake Snell, man, and listen to him talk. This guy was raised in Pacific Northwest. This is, like, he was raised in a very, you know, highly educational area, much like here in New England. And he talks like this. Let me just play the next where we paused at Blake Snell. Let's continue.
And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever.
Stop. Whoa. Hold on. Wait a second there, sweetheart. You said... I think the media kind of hypes up the coronavirus. If they want to look out for our health, that's cool. But I'm not too worried about it. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Either way, it was meant to be. Oh, now you're scared. Oh, now you're a scared little bitch. Oh, okay. Oh, now you're scared little puss. Oh, okay. Continue.
And if I get the Rona on top of that.
Oh, freeze. The Rona? I mean, what are we like? I do that like you're giving something, which is now the poster child of a global pandemic. You're calling it some sort of affectionate nickname, the Rona. I mean, dude, you're a great pitcher, and you obviously. Your upside is tremendous. You've already won more Cy Youngs than Chris Sale has ever done, and you have so much talent, and you could probably pitch, who knows, as long as you don't get hurt until your 40s, maybe like Jesse Orosco did, but oh my God, he might be the dumbest athlete in sports right now, and there's a lot of dumb ones. There are a lot of dumb-ass athletes, DAAs. Oh, keep it going. This is entertainment, folks. Keep it going.
Guess what happens with that?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like...
Oh, time out. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the radio or television. You're young. I believe he's still under 30, if I'm not mistaken. He's 27. Stays in your body forever. Kevin Durant had it for 2 weeks and it was gone. Yeah. It was gone. It was gone. So not forever. And by the way, I thought you were a tough guy. You don't have to worry about it. I thought you were a tough guy. Oh, just keep going. This is. I'm going to color commentate on how stupid this dumbass is.
Oh yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like the damage that was done to my body. That's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So y'all got to understand, man. For me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, it's, yeah, man, I gotta get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Okay. Well, I knew this would be contentious and probably acrimonious. And as Jeff Passan pointed out a couple days ago, this is going to be ugly. But I didn't realize it would stoop to this level. God, are you just another dumb jock? You really are. You are now the poster child for a dumb jock. You really are, man. Just shut up and play ball. That's what you get paid to do. It's like the old the movie, one of my favorite movies from the 90s, Dazed and Confused, when the football coach tells the star of the football team, Randall Pink Floyd, says, "Son, you don't get paid to think. Blake, you don't get paid to think." And thank God for that, because if you did, this world would be in more danger than we already have been for the last 2 months with a freaking global pandemic that you said, quote, "I'm not too worried about it." Now you're risking your life. Oh, isn't that amazing how you did a 180 on that one, John Kerry? Blake Snell. And I'm telling you, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. Who is he now? The unofficial spokesperson for Major League Baseball players. Yep. So if you were on the fence and you were wondering, "Hey, man, I want to get, I was hyped. I'm like, yeah, let's get baseball back for the 4th of July. Hot dogs, apple pie, fireworks and baseball on the 4th. Let's do it." And then this freaking dumbass opens up his stupid mouth and just now you have just alienated. I will wonder now if you have done more to the American fan base that was baseball fans or people on the fence more than Daryl Morey did with his tweets that cost the NBA over $1 billion in business with China. Now, I don't think it was to that extent, but boy, are you stupid. The one thing about America, which made it one of the amazing, like someone once said to me, one of the most amazing things about America, you don't need to be smart to make a lot of money. Hence, Blake Snell. You really don't. Now, Draymond Green, I actually think is smart. I just think he says stupid-ish. That's all. But Blake Snell, you are a complete, total idiot. And the Tampa Bay Rays should put a muzzle on your dumbass mouth. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Oh my God. I never heard him talk before. Did you notice too? He sounds like he's trying to be the character Tommy in the show Power on Stars. Yeah, I think Blake's trying to be something he's not. He's trying to sound like he's all like a yo, yeah. Blake, you were raised in the Pacific Northwest. Trust me. I mean, you weren't raised in Liberty City in Miami. Okay? You weren't raised in Compton. You weren't raised in the south side of Detroit. You know, I mean, you just let's be real, dude. Like, stop trying to act like you're some hood guy with street cred, because you're not. You're really not. You know, you probably led a pretty good shelter life there, Chief. You probably have. There's so much stuff to get to. That's at the top of the list, though. Speaking of NFL players, we have more news. Guys being charged with armed robbery. So we'll get to that as well. Professional athletes, boy, they are, you know, you wonder if you took a poll what a lot of these guys would be doing if they weren't professional athletes, right? Like Blake Snell. What fast food drive-through would Blake Snell be working at if he wasn't a Cy Young Award winning pitcher in Major League Baseball? Which one? Well, in PNW, they, I don't know if In-N-Out goes that far up there, but maybe he could do Whataburger or Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Burger King. you just really wonder. I mean, and if anybody out there, I mean, it's the world's smallest violin. Here we go again. Feeling sorry for a pro athlete that's going to make $7.6 million this year. Well, his signing bonus count for $600,000. So take that. I mean, his yearly cash this year is $7 million. Oh, my God. You just got to be. It's baseball. I'm going to leave it at this. If you can't find some sort of middle-of-the-road compromise and plausible solution to being able to salvage even half a season, then a sport that has already been on life support in the ER, you just pull the plug on it. You will have pissed off whatever remaining fans, and I'm not talking about the grandfathers falling asleep on their rocking chair at night to the games on their transistor radio. No, I'm talking about ages 8 through 54. You will have alienated, pissed off an entire fan base of potential fans because you're playing the woe is me sympathy card. How disgusting. I mean, for all of you, and I brought this up last night when I started the show, for all of you and how Corona has affected your life, all of you, can you believe the unmitigated gall of this SOB? Can you believe it? I mean, for him to come out and say what he said, like you need some sort of, sympathy press conference for him. You've got to be kidding me. All right. So I'm going to take your calls on that. We can start there at 617-779-7937. Hey, Blake, why don't you drive across the Howard Franklin Bridge from Pinellas County in St. Pete to Hillsborough County in Tampa? Go to Davis Island, where a gentleman who is known as the GOAT, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, currently resides there on Davis Island in the Derek Jeter's estate, and talk to him, because that's a smart athlete who gets it. And talk to him on, but maybe you just need to sort of know your role and shut your mouth and see how it's supposed to be done. Because, Blake, you haven't won, other than a Cy Young, you've won nothing in your team sports career other than an individual award. 617-779-7937. Oh, it just, God bless someone like Blake Snell. God bless him. It just makes my job and life so much easier. We had a couple calls last night. A woman said that she has an infection. She's got to get knee surgery, and she has a major infection, and she's scared to go into a hospital. When another guy from Connecticut called and said his brother committed suicide last week. Now we have Blake Snell saying, I can't live on a prorated version of $7.6 million. This world is just, oh, no matter how much money you make, you can never put an intelligence quotient or class on however much money you make. Some of these athletes, they never cease to amaze me. They really do. Thank you, Blake Snell. I really appreciate it. So your thoughts on that. And does this now sort of turn you off of baseball because of what this dumbass said? And you know who else probably thinks the same way? David Price. Probably David Price does too. I'm just going to throw that out there. Not that I know that for a fact, but I would imagine David Price feels that way. The thing about David Price is he's just not dumb enough to say it. He'll say a lot of dumb stuff, just not dumb enough to say that. We'll get back to your phone calls on the other side, I promise. But now it's time for trending.
Like, I ain't making shit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Doesn't make sense for me to lose all of that money and then go play and then be on lockdown, not around my family, not around the people I love, and get paid way the hell less, and then the risk of injury runs every time I step on the field. So it's not worth it. It's not. I love baseball to death. It's just not worth it.
All right, 617-779-7937. Blake Snell, your thoughts? I just went on a 32-minute rant, so I want to hear from you. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Doesn't it just piss you off? I mean, for everything, and I was talking to people last night, and I like to hear from those people as well, is that the things that you're really going through, maybe you've been furloughed, laid off, you've lost your job, you can't afford to pay rent, things are not going well. And then this guy who's scheduled to make $7 million with no state income tax in Florida, saying he can't live on that, or the prorated version of that. I don't think he also understands that the MLB Players Association has already agreed to like sort of a 50-50 split prior to this. I don't think he understands the economics of exactly this whole situation anyway. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, okay? He's just not. So with that being said, I go right to the phones at 617-779-7937. Wally River is going to be my Ricky Henderson leadoff caller of the show. Hello, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, Mark? You know, I'm 72 years old. I'm not rich. I'm not poor. I'm more or less middle class.
Right.
I'm on Social Security, and I get a pension from one of the factories I worked in. But poor Blake Snell, I mean, he can't survive. We got to have the Blake Snell Relief Fund for him.
GoFundMe. GoFundMe account. Let's start it right now. You and me, Wally, let's start. GoFundMe.
I feel sorry for him. Like, I feel sorry for Mike. When you think of the Angels, too, with two guys with $600 million contracts. I mean, that's a lot of stimulus money. But maybe we can get Blake a job selling vacuums door-to-door, or maybe working in a car wash, or maybe a used car salesman. But, you know, it's unbelievable. Where has this guy been the last 4 months? People are scraping together money. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have a little money, you know, a little nest egg, me and my girlfriend. But you see these couples struggling with kids, mortgage payments, groceries, and poor Blake Snell, boy, he's really suffering.
Wally, it is preposterous that someone like him actually believes, truly believes, Wally, that he is going through some type of hardship. It's laughable. It's a joke. It's absolutely, totally ridiculous. It really is. And it just takes one guy, Wally, and Blake Snell was the guy. It was the guy, right? Just one guy. He sort of is going to now be the spokesperson for Major League Baseball players until somebody comes out and says, no, we don't feel that way or whatever, and I doubt anybody will do that. He came out. To his credit, he said it. I give him credit on one thing, Wally. He's not backtracking on it. He's not taking it back. He's doubling down. And you know what? The only thing worse than being stupid is doubling down on stupid. So he's doubling down on stupid. He really, you got to give him, you know, it's weird, but he's just, he doesn't know any better. So he's going to double down on being stupid. All right, a lot of lines lit up. This is a bit quick, but I want to get to everybody's call. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get back to all you guys on the other side. Lewis, Jeff, Steve, Scott, 617-779-7937. Blake Snell, no words. Right to you. Quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Final segment, hour number one, rocking and rolling on a Thursday night. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. A lot of things to get to coming up. We'll speak about the two cornerbacks in the NFL who are wanted on armed robbery charges down in Miami. Not a good look for Quentin Dunbar and DeAndre Baker. So we'll get to all that. But I promised, right to your calls. Lewis, patiently holding in New Hampshire. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You know, I'm all right. How are we going to let Blake Snell be the voice of the MLB?
Well, he's
a pitcher in Tampa Bay. Yeah, okay. He's got an award, sure. But how are we going to let him dictate the rest of the MLB?
Well, it's just like, here's a guy he's an all-star. He was an all-star. He was a Cy Young Award winner, and he spoke up, and he said he can't live on the money that he's scheduled to make in a prorated version of that. He can't live on that. So, I mean, this is someone speaking out. This is one of the most prominent pitchers in Major League Baseball. This isn't some jabroni.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a jabroni. He's a good player. But, right. Like, I mean, I understand if Mike Trout says he's not going to play. Like, that guy is high caliber. But this is Blake Snell, dude. He's a pitcher in Tampa Bay.
Right. Well, that's also a thing, Lewis, is that, you know, this is a game where even your biggest star, as you mentioned, Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw, Christian Yelich, whomever, Aaron Judge, most of these guys, well, Aaron Judge, 6'7", but take away Aaron Judge, most of these guys, they don't have household recognizable star appeal. And Lewis, you seem
these
to be on.
These guys have made enough in one season to be able to pay off their bills.
I get it. Well, that's the whole point.
You're not going to take a pay cut to play the game you love.
That's the point, Lewis. That's the whole point here. And he's not only that. Is, you know, $7.6 million, but aside from that, there's no state income taxes in Florida.
No. And, I mean, listen, there are players out there that are putting money towards charities and everything that is dealing with the pandemic that we're dealing with. And then you get these people that want to complain about not making the money they're supposed to be making, like, come on, think about everybody else.
Well, that's exactly. But by the way, Lewis, I'm glad you came around to my way of thinking at the end there. We got off to a slow start there, but I'm glad you came off to my way of thinking. Thank you very much tonight for ESPN. I want to give them kudos because they decide to show the 2002 number one ranked Miami Hurricanes versus the number 10 ranked Florida State Seminoles. And 60 players from that game were drafted in the NFL. 60 players were drafted from that one game. So it's been a nice little four-hour infomercial for the U, which I love. Jeff in a car on a complete side note. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good evening, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Jeff. Good to talk to you again.
You too. Thank you for taking my call. And, yeah, this whole thing with this guy is it's obscene, Mark. It is absolutely obscene. I'm disgusted by it. This guy, I heard the tape. He's risking his life to go out and play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he's
what does he do, Mark? What does he do? He throws a ball.
Right. Wait. How far away is the pitcher's mound to the batter's plate? What is that? Like 10 feet?
Yeah. Right. He throws a ball for a living. He throws a ball.
Yep.
And
looks like Jeff, are you still there? Yeah, I am.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, Mark, one of the things is you talked about last night, what are people going through with all this? I'm very fortunate. I have my job and I'm working, and I am so grateful to have my job, so grateful to have my income, and I feel so fortunate, and because I know what other people are going through right now, and this is a very, very difficult time for so many people, and this jerk is talking about how the sense of entitlement and the narcissism of this guy. What a disgrace. Don't you think it's disgraceful?
Oh, I do. I do, Jeff. I think it's disgraceful. I think it's delusional. I think it's tone deaf. I think it's everything and incredulous. See, he just doesn't get it. It's really what it comes down to. He just doesn't freaking get it. And that to me, yeah.
Now, Mark, I got a question. Why aren't any of the players in Major League Baseball speaking out? Because I know if I was a player in Major League Baseball, I would be speaking up saying, hold on, we don't all feel this way. Because it's not a good look for Major League Baseball.
Absolutely, especially during a pandemic. You knew that. I didn't know this would happen. Oh, by the way, speaking of not dismissing him, Jeff, listen to this. The Phillies, Bryce Harper, he backed him up. Bryce Harper, okay? He said, quote, on Blake Snell, he's not wrong. And listen to this. Harper said, quote, he ain't lying. He's speaking the truth, bro. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's got to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snell. The guy's a beast. One of the best lefties in the game. Yep. Yep, that just came through a little bit over an hour and 45 minutes ago. Harper backed him up. So, Lewis in New Hampshire's like, who's Blake Snell? Okay, fair. Now it's Bryce Harper. Now it's like one of the most recognizable faces in the game. One of the poster children for the sport of baseball. He said, and I quote, he's speaking the truth, bro. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's got to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snell. The guy's a beast. One of the best lefties in the game. So there you go. You have now Bryce Harper doubling down on stupid, saying he's not wrong. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you're not going to have baseball this year. This thing's not getting resolved. You're not going to have it on 4th of July. You're not going to have it on the 4th of August, the 4th of September, Labor Day. You're not going to have it at all. Because these complete, self-absorbed, the world revolves around them, tone-deaf, delusional D-bags can't survive on making millions and millions of dollars prorated and taking a cut. So we're not going to have baseball the way it's going right now. Unless, and I highly doubt there's going to be some sort of, and this is the problem, and this is what needs to happen in baseball. They need to have a Cold War. They need to have a strike where you lose an entire season. The owners need to, like the Empire striking back in the Star Wars series in the sequel, until there's a company. You need to do what the NFL owners have done. You need to get the power back because you need to bust up that union. You need to bust it up. Union busting. And it's the strongest union in the world, but you need to bust it up. That's the biggest problem. Until the owners are willing to say, hey, we don't, right now, it's fine. We're still going to wake up tomorrow and be billionaires no matter how much money we're going to lose. You need us more than we need you. Until that happens, baseball will never get back. You need a salary cap so the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Kansas City Royals can compete with the Red Sox and the Yankees. You need the owners to get back in power. The players have, this is what happens when the players get way too much power. And here's the thing. Your sport is a distant fourth right now behind the NFL, NBA, and college football. You're a distant fourth. Distant. I mean, really. So there's that. Steve's up in Winchester is up next. What's up, Steve? Thanks for holding.
Hey, no problem, Mark. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Couple things. Like my father always said, God rest his soul, best man I ever know. They pay these kids too much money too early.
Yep.
And then you got these lawyers and these agents putting it in their head that they're the best and they're number one. And this kid, number one, he's not going to recant because he's too stupid.
Right.
He thinks he's right.
Yep.
So he's too stupid. So he's not going to recant. He's going to take this to the grave with him. But number two, doesn't this idiot understand he's making five times as much with the pay cut as he did the last 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
The last 2 years, he made $500,000 each. This is when his contract finally kicked in. It's $7.5 million this year, $9.5 million next year. So he's still going to make $2.5 million. And then he says, then he gives this big epidemic. I lost my uncle 2 nights ago to this. And he gives this big epidemic a nickname.
The Rona.
The Rona.
I know.
He's cool. He's a cool dude.
By the way, Steve, for those of you that are just getting in your car right now, you're getting out of work. I'm saying some people getting out around 11, they're just tuning in, they don't know. Blake Snell gave an affectionate nickname to a global pandemic.
Idiot.
Yeah. He calls it the Rona.
Yeah. He's a complete moron. And he's just, I mean, hey, and like another caller just said, how come somebody doesn't step up? Nobody else needs to step up, but another Tampa Bay player calling up, just like excuse me, Eli Manning saying my idiot liquored up kicker.
Oh, that actually is Peyton Manning. Here is Blake Snell giving this global pandemic, COVID-19, a affectionate nickname.
And on top of that,
I'm saying,
hold on, Steve. Gone,
and now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
By the way, just stop. This guy, honestly, he makes me like one
of... He acts like he knows about these things. Nobody right. under 45 is dying from this. He's 26.
Yeah. 27. Yep. Yep.
27 years old.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, it's one of his players needs to come up and just say, listen, he doesn't know any better. We have to tell him, you know, just like I said with Peyton Manning with this kicker. Somebody on his team needs to come out and just say, listen, wrong timing, wrong thing. He was in a not a good, you know, somebody has to cover this up. Nobody's saying nothing. I hope they don't have baseball. I really don't.
Now, Steve, there's a lot of people. I appreciate the phone call. There's a lot of people now. For everything that you're going through in the world right now, and I want to hear from you and things that you've had to deal with over the last 2 months. And we had a guy who called in last night and said his brother committed suicide last week in Connecticut. And Stephen Winchester just said that he lost a family member, his uncle or whatever. Can you believe the temerity and unmitigated gall on Blake Snell to say what he said? Dude, this is now going to become a news story. This is now going to cross over to Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, you name it. ABC, CBS, NBC, World News. God, and then you got Bryce Harper now backing him up on this too. Completely backing him up. It's, I knew this would probably be ugly. I sensed it. I didn't know it would be this stupid. But it goes to show you, baseball, you right now are playing with fire. And we all know what happens when you play with fire. You eventually get burned. And you're going to right now alienate the entire American fan base from your sport. And you're going to basically make everybody so off-put and disenchanted with America's favorite pastime that has been dying a slow death for decades. Dying a slow death. And now you got this guy, and then you got a former MVP, one of the biggest names and faces in baseball, completely co-signing and rubber stamping this thing. You got to be kidding me. It's like Blake Snell and Bryce Harper, Dumb and Dumber. Hour 2, 617-779-7937. Hour 2 next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.